Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland, featuring Rob Brough.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
My hip twice, and on my worst day, I could beat the hell out of you.
I don't think so.
You will.
Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland.
Well, good morning, West Texans. All you good, fine, friendly folks out there who wish you were. You got Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Brough taking you till 1 o'clock here in the Arctic Air Studios. We'll turn morning into afternoon with you fine folks listening in San Angelo on ESPN 960 and in Lubbock on Talk 103.9 FM News Money Sports. It's either or Thursday. We'll ask you the tough questions today. It'll lead to some fun discussion, I hope, as the Pac-12 burns continues on. And we got Texas Tech baseball getting ready for Oklahoma tomorrow and whatever else we may stagger into today. I think it's going to be a fun day of conversation. We're looking forward to visiting with you on the text line, 806-855-3712. If you're listening via the app, that's cool. Make sure you turn on the notifications. What's that? You don't have the app? Well, it's a limited time offer, they tell me. So you better get in and get it now. Operators are standing by. KKM.com is where you go to download that or wherever you get your apps for Talk 103.9 FM. You follow the station there on Twitter? I know you do. If you don't, it's at Talk 103.9. Me, I'm just Ryan Hyatt, at Ryan Hyatt Media on Twitter. Show never ends. We come back in the evening with the daily broadcast. If you miss it, we got it for you at theraiderland.com. That's our website. So be sure and follow us. We may go Facebook Live tonight. I don't know. Around 6:30-ish is when it happens. It'll either be Twitter Live, Facebook Live, two tin cans strung together. About giving up on YouTube. He is Rob Brough, at Rob Brough Show. One host of the Rob Brough Show. One-third of the Gambling Gauchos. You can hear him from 1 to 2 every Monday through Friday for now on Talk 103.9 FM. Happy Thursday to you as we kind of motor through this week a little bit.
Happy Thursday.
This is one of those weeks where it feels like it ought to be Thursday.
It does.
I mean, we're right on schedule. The early baseball Monday, Tuesday, I like that. You know, here we are. One day away from Tech and Oklahoma back in action up there. Just the day feels right. When I woke up, I was like, okay, it should be an either-or kind of day. Some weeks, they don't feel like that. I got to give a shout-out. Today's broadcast brought to you in part by Pete's Tire in Ropesville, Texas. I probably wouldn't have made it if they hadn't done such good work this morning on my right rear tire, getting me turned around and out here. So thanks, guys. Appreciate it. If you're traveling up and down the Brownfield Highway, as I often do, they're your guys. Put them on speed dial. So shout out to our friends over there at Pete's Tire. If you need them, you know where they are. All right, so let's get to the either-or questions, then just general stuff of the day. As the Pac-12 burn still is mighty interesting. I'm going to be sad kind of when it's over, in a way, because it's providing some comic relief, in a way, at a time we don't typically get it. But here's our either-or questions as I was thinking about what to watch last night. Right as I was thinking about what to watch last night, one of my Twitter friends posted something. It was David Letterman taking batting practice with the Yankees in the early 90s. Buck Showalter, Frank Howard, and a younger Letterman, you know, in full Yankee uniform, getting ready to take BP. And we were going back and forth on Twitter about, the good old days when he was, you know, young and cranky Letterman as opposed to old and angry Letterman, which is the way, sadly, some people may only remember him depending on when you started watching. So we got to talking, you know, that at a time the world was divided into either David Letterman or Jay Leno fans. And that is the question today. Either David Letterman or Jay Leno, who was your pick? Very few people watched both. There weren't a whole lot of people sampling, you know, a little P1, P2 type action on the Letterman or the Leno shows. But then that brings us to today. What do you watch now? do you watch late night television? It is so fragmented. Is there anybody you consistently watch at all, Rob?
No.
Yeah. I think
I see clips all of the time of Jimmy Fallon because it's incessant.
Right.
But I used to watch Jimmy Fallon, and then he, I don't know, he jumped the shark, I guess.
Yeah.
His bit got old.
Yeah, it wasn't a lot of staying power there.
Or I got older, and he got annoying.
Probably a combination. That's what's kind of interesting there with Letterman and Leno, that they both survived. No, I won't even talk about how great Johnny Carson was. But survive through different generations of fans. The burnout factor seems really high these days on late night TV. So that's the question. First question, either David Letterman or Leno. And then who do you pay attention to now? 806-855-3712. You got to use the 806 or it goes to the angry man in Florida. 855-3712. This one, I don't know. It may not require much thought. It may require some thought. It may be something that you've already pondered. It may be something you've never pondered. But we're going to, and again, it's either or. There's no gray area on either or day. But you've got to choose one or the other, and we usually are too striking contrast. So in this day where people bemoan the state of college athletics, right, that you see different people bemoan the impact of NIL money and transfer portal and this and that, and that they bemoan where the world of college sports is. I will give you two opposite ends of the spectrum today that you would have to choose from for your school. The first one's simple. It's either college athletes get paid straight up paid, not the NIL. I'm talking paid as employees of the school, which would no doubt lead to collective bargaining, which would no doubt lead to, obviously, unionization in some form or fashion. That either college athletes get paid for their services, for their time, for their efforts by the school, or no athletic scholarships whatsoever. That the school puts out, your school puts out a football team and a basketball team, and there are no athletic scholarships. The school has nothing to do with any sort of compensation for said athletes. In this world, NIL would probably still exist. There's nothing that stops Ivy League athletes who are not on scholarship from getting NIL money, but they don't get any sort of scholarship. That it would be the people who qualified to go to school there at your school would represent you athletically. Which model? Which model, for you as a fan, which road are you more? Would you embrace? Because again, Rob, we hear all the complaints. We hear all the, okay, well, here you go. Here's two ways to fix this.
Right.
Fairly draconian ways, but two ways you can fix this. Zero scholarships. Your school's not involved in it whatsoever, other than just who goes to school there. Or you go to the pay-for-play model, which you do not have right now. For those who are just crawling out from under a rock and think that college athletes are getting paid by schools and this NIL stuff, no, that's not what's happening here. Which one do you choose and why? All right, either David Letterman or Jay Leno, who you got? Either college athletes get paid or no athletic scholarships whatsoever. Then whatever may be on your mind. Baseball tomorrow as the Pac-12 burns. We'll get to Rick George here in just a little bit. What he said... And what he didn't say, and who he responded to, is just still mind-boggling.
Unreal.
To me.
We saw that in real time last night, recording the Gauchos.
Oh, man.
It was just like, oh, somebody's telling us the Colorado AD has said something. Oh, wait, he quoted MHV here. It's like, what?
What?
What bizarro world
do we live in? At least Lane Kiffin is responding to John Sokoloff. By the way, he torched him again yesterday. How long is that beatdown going to go on? Yeah.
I missed it.
Oh, he went off on Sokolov yesterday.
Sokolov's got to block Lane Kiffin.
I don't know.
I mean, what do you do at this point?
I don't know. John needs to get a new job. He's got to get out of Mississippi so he doesn't have to cover him, because it's just going to be an incessant beatdown for the rest of his career while he stays there. 806-855-3712. We'll get it going with you guys on the text line today. Started off with our resident trucker in Raiderland, that's Guns Up Trucking and Doughboy, says he's back in Texas after loading in our Kansas this morning, headed to El Paso for tomorrow. So the old Texarkana or wherever he was to El Paso run, that sounds glorious. That just sounds, ugh. Doughboy also goes with Letterman. Can't replace Johnny Carson, and Leno's voice is annoying as hell. Hope he's recovering well. You know, Leno had he was working on a car several months ago and got burned with, I believe it was some acidic burns that happened. And I haven't seen anything here lately. The prognosis was good, but huge car guy. In fact, the next texter, Jay, because he's a car guy, now I watch Jimmy Kimmel because of, and I don't know what this is, Guillermo?
Yeah, Guillermo.
What is Guillermo?
His little friend.
Okay, yeah, I don't watch Jimmy Kimmel.
You've seen Guillermo.
I don't know that I have.
He's everywhere. They do they send him to the Super Bowl.
And, yeah, that would imply that I pay attention again to Jimmy Kimmel in any form or fashion.
Well, you just see it around. It's all over Twitter.
Not on my feed.
Okay.
See, I'm following the right people that aren't putting out, what's it called, Guillermo?
I mean, Guillermo was way popular 5 years ago.
Okay.
I guess he's still popular. I saw him screaming at LeBron or something the other day.
Interesting. Guillermo. It's like an alter ego, or is this an actual person?
No, he's a fat little Mexican guy.
Really?
Yeah, Guillermo.
Think I'd pick up on that. Raiderlands Realtor checking in before the first time out today. Shout out Remax, Kyle Rogers. Hello, gentlemen. Jay Leno over David Letterman any day of the week. My late night TV nowadays consists of the news at 9, and I can only make it to 9:30. Have a great day. I understand a little bit. Sometimes it works out that way. All right, I do have our first time out. You guys get in either or Thursday, either Letterman or Leno. Now, if you watch anybody, who do you watch from the late night wars? Either college athletes get paid straight up by the schools or zero athletic scholarships. Which one do you choose in that world? How would you want your school to function if those were the only two choices? And today, those are your only two choices. 806-855-3712 to get on the text line. As the Pac-12 burns, when we come back, we'll tell you exactly what we're talking about here on that. And then who knows what else you guys want to get into. That's why it's up to you to jump on the text line. 806-855-3712. Quick break. It's Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro. It's 11:20. You got Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro, taking you till 1 o'clock here in the Arctic Air Studios. Then it is the Rob Bro Show from 1 to 2 on Talk 103.9 FM News Money Sports. You also got us in San Angelo on ESPN 960, either or Thursday, either David Letterman or Jay Leno. Who did you watch in the day? Now, if you watch anything, who is it? And either college athletes get paid or athletic scholarships are gone. Which one would you choose if those were your two choices for your school? 806-855-3712. And you know, Rob, I understand our shows are just blowing up in Sachse. Have you heard about that?
I have.
A little Sachse there. I didn't know what it was pronounced like either until I had some friends teach there. Caught the end of your show yesterday. Texter Letterman, 100%. Now Johnny Carson was also a must-watch for me. No interest in any of the guys on now. I think if you're over 45, maybe that might be the line. 40, 45, I don't know. That could be the story. Texter says he did the Oscars. Oh, talking about did Leno host the Oscars? Did I miss that? Or did Guillermo host the Oscars?
I don't think he hosted. I think he was just there.
He was just there?
I think Kimmel hosted.
Robert says, I watched neither. I watched the Arsenio Hall show. Was that the Dog Pound? I can't remember. Now I can't remember what he called that group of fans that were kind of up there on stage with him. Another texter, Leno, the chin for me. I could watch Jay's Garage all the time. And as far as now, I'm on the same ship Rob is, Fallon in bits and pieces. Doughboy going with if you're going to pay them zero scholarships and need to pay their way into school, And Letterman is a car guy, racing guy, owner, part of any racing team. Yeah, Letterman Ray Hall. Absolutely. Huge car guy. Another one for Leno because Dave was too much of a curmudgeon. As a professional curmudgeon myself, I resent that. It's not easy being a curmudgeon. You got to go to curmudgeon school. Then you have continuing curmudgeon education. You get the talking points faxed to you because you don't have email because you're a curmudgeon. Now I'll SVP on ESPN late night because who has time to watch the local news if sports are on? Texter, Saxy has a bar called the Tipsy Chicken. Pretty cool place.
Nice.
We need Saxy information, apparently. Yeah, I this is going back like 20 years. That's how I knew, you know, how to pronounce it because I had some friends teaching there because when I, you know, first time I saw them, I was like, oh, so you're working in Sash? Is it Sashay? Saxy. And apparently they have a really good football player. Shall we speak of our friend Rick George, Colorado AD? So the speculation running rampant that Colorado could be the first to jump. They have called a meeting for next week with their Board of Regents. They have not released the agenda yet. I don't know Colorado state law. A lot of times it's within 48 hours or whatever that you have to have a posted agenda of some type of some sort. Anyhow, so one of the accounts on Twitter that has been, what's the wording to use here? Not fueling, is it fueling or trying to position themselves as an insider on Big 12 expansion, college realignment?
Yeah.
Is a guy who is a West Virginia guy, and his handle is MHVeer3. Not to be confused with
one. It's an anonymous account.
Yeah.
And what he does is take news that has been out there, and reposition it with a little bit of a nugget that he says is from sources. But
yeah,
all he does is just regurgitate everything that's already been said.
Right. And then repackages it, as you said, and then tries to make it look. His claim to fame is a post several months before USC and UCLA left to go to the Big Ten. And that's where he hangs all of his stuff on there. So anyways, he said... was this yesterday, 2 days ago? I can't remember which day it was. Heard from a source that Colorado board may vote on leaving PAC as early as Monday. Okay, and everybody's like, yeah, whatever. Yeah, good stuff there, MHVeer. Colorado's athletic director, and we saw this with Utah, right? Utah's athletic director responding to just anonymous stuff out there. Rick George quote tweets, which means he has to see the tweet, right? Quote tweets it and says, there is absolutely no truth to this tweet. One, it's just mind-boggling. Can you imagine Kirby Hocutt? What's an anonymous tech account? Or just any anonymous account? I mean, can you imagine Kirby Hocutt quote tweeting MHVeer? Or is there an analogous Twitter account here that is like within the Big 12? I can't think of anything that's like that, that's totally anonymous. But anyhow, right, a sitting AD has to do that. Now, it was pointed out, and rightfully so, by several observers, including Jason Shear, who is must follow Arizona 24/7 Sports. What did he not say? That Rick George can go back and say there's no truth to that tweet. He didn't say there's no truth to the fact that Colorado may be leaving the Pac-12. He right. didn't say there's no truth to this and Colorado is absolutely staying in the Pac-12. He didn't say any of that. All he did was say there's no truth that it might be Monday. And that's entirely truthful because right. given the structure of the Colorado's Board of Regents structure and how this would work, there is no way they could do an up or down vote on Monday and say we're leaving the Pac-12. But that Rick George, that we've reached that point in the proceedings, again tells me, methinks the lady doth protest too much. That when I see all of that, that's telling me there's something absolutely going on. And Rick George will probably regret, oh man, who lets these people, Rob, tweet? Right?
Right.
Who lets them have the Twitter account? Who lets them have the ability to make those kind of statements? I hate to use the term going rogue, right? But there are still grown-ups, there are still people in very important places who I don't think truly understand that when you go on Twitter and speak, that he is speaking for the athletic department, that he is speaking for Colorado, that it comes with the weight and the gravity of that. I don't think he would ever make that statement. You know, would the president of Colorado make that statement in a normal setting? University of Colorado letterhead, email, press release? No. But that a lot of these people, they still don't understand, I think, what they're doing when they are going on social media. They just don't get it. I'm not saying they shouldn't be allowed to tweet, Rob. I'm saying they shouldn't be allowed to tweet that whoever the communications expert is at Colorado should 100% have control of Rick George's Twitter feed. And that if Rick George wants to tweet something as the AD at Colorado, he should have to go through his, his Robert Giovanetti at Texas Tech. That every tweet, I don't care how innocuous, because quite frankly, who really needs an AD out there, you know, tweeting funny memes and replying to this and that? Who needs that?
TCU.
Yeah.
Why?
100%.
Why insert yourself into that conversation?
What did you gain from it?
Does the AD feel the same way that Canzano feels and Tony Altimore feels? That there's this huge media wing that is destroying the Pac-12 from the Big 12, and they think MVIR
is the leader of it,
is getting paid by the Big 12 to spew nonsense, this Big 12 and on people.
Right.
Like, just ignore him like everyone else does.
Yeah. What did he gain from it? What did Rick George get from responding? That's our free social media lessons day. For all athletic directors, CEOs, anybody who's in a position like that, just don't hit send. Delete account. Don't worry about it. I mean, they say all the time that it's a cesspool out there anyways on social media. Then why insert yourself into it? Let people who can handle the cesspool, like me and Rob, handle the cesspool. 806-855-3712. Either or today, David Letterman or Leno, and who do you watch now? Either college athletes get paid straight up or no athletic scholarships whatsoever. Which would you choose? 806-855-3712. It's Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro.
3.9.
It's 11:35. You got Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro taking you till 1 o'clock. ESPN 960 San Angelo and in Lubbock. It's Talk 103.9 FM, News Money Sports. 1 to 2 here in the Arctic Air Studios. It's the Rob Bro Show each and every day. So be sure, and if you're outside the area, download the KKAM app. You can keep right on listening and texting in, 806-855-3712. Either or Thursday, we ask you tough questions on Thursday. Some sports, some non-sports. First one, either David Letterman or Jay Leno. Which camp were you in the day? And then now, if you watch anybody, who do you watch? Do you watch anything like that? Either college athletes get paid or no athletic scholarships whatsoever. So we live in this world where a lot of people gripe and complain and don't like the way things are. Okay, here's your two choices. Which one would you choose? Okay, 100% no scholarships, you're out of that business, or college athletes get paid. What would you want for your favorite school? As the Pac-12 burns, Big 12 baseball, Texas Tech in action at OU tomorrow. We can, I was thinking about doing something for Oklahoma today. Maybe save it tomorrow. Give us reasons why the state of Oklahoma should be a territory. That we may, in fact, have too many states. That in our rush, you know, manifest destiny over the years, Rob, the quest to, you know, get everything. Maybe some of these just ought to be territories. The territory of Oklahoma sounds good. 806-855-3712. Texter says it was Jay Leno. Man, I don't know why I should be surprised, because Jay Leno was insanely popular, obviously. Because I was a Letterman guy Nothing against Leno. I was a Letterman guy from the mid-'80s, you know. Kind of surprised we're seeing so much Leno traction. Although I know Letterman gave away a lot of fans later on in his career. Now watches reruns of The Big Bang Theory. You'll be proud to know I have heard of the show Big Bang Theory and I've actually watched a few. It just never really did anything for me.
Yeah, I never got into it.
You know, just didn't do nothing. What's the one now that when he was a little kid? Isn't that one of the show?
Young Sheldon.
Young Sheldon. Thank you very much. Texter says, I was wondering how long it would take this. I watch Gutfeld now. He's the funniest. Agreed. If I'm going to watch anything, and I wasn't going to throw it out there because I wanted to see how long it would take somebody to say Greg Gutfeld, that show is the one. If I'm watching anything in that time frame, it's going to be Gutfeld. Good show. Good watch. And it's entertaining. It's funny, as it should be. That's the way those shows should actually play out. Humorous. Enjoyable. 806-855-3712 to get you on the text line as we work our way through hour number one. We do have some breaking news. David Collier, who directs sports content at KMAC 28 and KLBK Channel 13 in Lubbock, Texas, will join us in hour two. So whatever it is that you need to do to prepare yourself for that, if there's a special hat you put on, maybe you like to sit in a certain chair while David Collier is speaking, perhaps it's comforting to you that way, you've now been forewarned. It will be an hour number two appearance there for, David Collier. That'd be a good get if we could get Letterman. I think the reason they were posting about Letterman, I think yesterday was his birthday or something. He's like 77 or something like that. Not really sure. 806-855-3712. It's either or Thursday. Either David Letterman or Jay Leno, and then who do you watch now? And either college athletes get paid or no scholarships whatsoever. And with that would mean basically that whoever gets into your school, you know, whoever can get into your school, that's who you play football with. Those are your binary choices today. Now, for me, it's really easy, and I've been on this for the longest time. And Rob, I don't know. We've not really discussed it from this standpoint, but I think eventually it has to work this way, where colleges are going to have to pay players as employees. That if they want to have any sort of control going forward, that the easiest way to control that, if they truly do live in fear every day of waking up with the transfer portal and with NIL, which they're never going to get rid of, by the way. You have NIL in the National Football League. Patrick Mahomes makes a ton of NIL money. You just don't think of it that way. But if they truly want to continue to control the product and have any sort of cost control over it, they're going to have to pay the players. And that's okay to me. It's fine.
Right.
I have used the example for decades. Rob, when I was at Texas Tech, I got paid to work at a campus radio station doing what was ostensibly, right, amateur radio, college radio. That I got a check. I got paid. I was getting paid by the same school to cover the football and basketball and baseball players who were not getting paid. Oh, and I could be on scholarship too, and then they'd pay me above that. Same thing for the people working down at the newspaper. They were, quote, amateur, for lack of a better term, college journalist, just like college football player, college basketball player. Yeah, they got paid for their time. They didn't just get some sort of, you know, stipend in a scholarship. They traded their time for money and got compensated for that. The people who sold advertising for the college paper. Rob, they made a killing back in the day.
Oh, I bet.
Big money. I don't know what they do now, but for college kids, big money. There's a young man down the hall on KFYO in the mornings from 8:30 to 11. He sold what we called underwriting for the campus radio station, Rob, because we were amateur radio. We couldn't have advertising, so we had underwriting. You know what? Those checks cashed just like the ad dollars at FMX. Yet, just a few hundred yards away there at Jones Stadium. Oh, no. The amateur model had to be maintained. So I've been 100% on this. And I truly think it's the only way. If you want to save college sports as you know it, pay the players.
Through the university.
Through the university, not through NIL. And that you'll still have that. But if the university now is paying the players, the money that the collectives are issuing on the NIL front starts to come back and has to funnel back through the universities, because you're going to have to pay the athletes that way in a way. You'd still have NIL. I'm not saying it goes away.
I think what happens, though, is NIL is two different conversations.
Right.
Really three different. The way Tech football does it is the way you're talking about. It's the university paying the players. I know it's not technically.
But
it is. It's a certain amount. It's a paycheck. You can do whatever else you want on top of it, but this is the deal.
You got to meet certain requirements.
You're not negotiating anything. It's not a blank NIL check like Miami.
Right. Here's your 25 grand. Do these things, you'll get the checks.
Yep. And that's basically the model you want.
You know, I want an NFL style model. Now, the only way this is workable in the future is for the top 100, the top 50, the top 75, fill in the blank number, are going to have to break away from the NCAA. 100%, they're going to have to break away from the NCAA because they're going to have to operate in a form of a union when this happens. And the best way for that model to work is, again, basically double the size of the NFL. And we're killing the idea of conferences, by the way, to do this. Because you can't have one conference CBA and another conference CBA. That you're going to have an overall college football alliance, association, whatever you want to call it, college football league. And at that point, when you sign a contract with Tech, you're really signing a contract with all of the 65 schools that are involved. Just like the NFL. You don't sign a contract with the Cowboys. You sign a contract with the NFLPA and the NFL. You become a National Football League player. And you get to work at one of the many locations that they have around the country playing NFL football. That's the only way this model works. And if they want college football to survive, and that's the best way if they're talking about runaway cost, that's the best way to control your cost. If you think it's out of control, that's how you get there. Texters are on the text line. It's either or Thursday. Either David Letterman or Jay Leno. Who were you the fan of back in the day? And now, if you watch anything, who do you watch? Again, if you watch anybody. And then you got two choices here. Either college athletes get paid by the schools, become employees, or you eliminate athletic scholarships completely. That it goes to the pure amateurism model in as much as it can. 806-855-3712. Texter David Letterman, and I don't watch anyone now. Also, pay them their money. Let them unionize. A union that large would be very weak anyways. And again, we've got to make it to make that work. You've got to winnow down the number of schools that would be involved in it. It's unworkable at the current level. It's unworkable at the NCAA level. It has to be basically double the size of the NFL to have a chance.
And it would have to be per sport.
Agreed. You are breaking out football from basketball, from baseball, from everything else. Thought you were going to say something.
Yeah, I was trying to figure out how to formulate it. And it's kind of off topic.
Yeah, well, that's okay.
Going back to the texter, doesn't watch anybody now. Is late night TV like a thing? I know they still have the shows.
Right, but...
But it's like they're all just clip farming. All the late night shows are just...
To see what they can generate for social media the next morning.
Yeah. Like, I don't know anybody that watches late night TV. Everybody's just watching whatever's new on Netflix or HBO Max.
Right. And that gets back into the idea of our splintered niche broadcasting compared to even 20 years ago, of how much more splintered it is, that there is no longer the water cooler conversation of everybody... The next day could talk about one of two shows. You could talk about what you saw on Letterman or what you saw on Leno. Before that, everyone could talk about what they saw on Carson the night before. Now, if you go into your office, and I don't care how big your office is, good luck trying to find two or three other people that watched the same thing you watched last night. Which, by the way, is why live sports programming is still one of the most powerful powerful advertising agents that is out there, because it's one of the few things that is still consumed on a mass quantity by a lot of different people that isn't fragmented. And you have to watch it all at the same time for the most part. All right, one more before the timeout, 806-855-3712. Texter, I like Letterman. He liked canned hams and spicy mustard. That is a fact. Spicy mustard, 1147. All right, we got to take the timeout. Last one here in hour number one. You guys get it back on the text line and tell us either or David Letterman or Jay Leno. One of two choices, either college athletes get paid by the school or no athletic scholarships whatsoever. Then if we're not talking about something you want to talk about, it's real easy. We'll talk about it with you. 806-855-3712. Quick break. We'll finish up hour number one of two strong. It's Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro.
Osberger's Action Update on Talk 1340. Check out VSiN's catalog of original podcasts, daily and weekly programming to keep you in the know when you're on the go. Only at VSIN.com. Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
NBA play-in tournament action last night. The Bulls beat the Raptors 109-105. Chicago paying plus 195 as the underdog. The Raptors were favored by 6. The over was 214. The Bulls move on to Friday's matchup against Miami. In the other play-in game, the Thunder beat the Pelicans 123-118. Oak City paying plus 180 on the money line. They were 5.5-point underdog. The over was 241. The Bucks are the favorite to win the NBA title, plus 275. The Celtics plus 350. Phoenix up to plus 480. Golden State a plus $900 bet. Oak City, Chicago, and Brooklyn all plus $50,000. Get the latest lines and more at vsin.com.
Final segment, hour number one of two. It's Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro here in the Arctic Air Studios. ESPN 960 San Angelo in Lubbock. Talk 103.9 FM. News, money, sports. 1 to 2, it's the Rob Bro Show. At Rob Bro Show on Twitter. It's at Ryan Hyatt Media on Twitter for me. Come back around 6:30-ish in the evening with the daily broadcast. Fun, online, interactive. Could be Facebook Live, could be Twitter Live. So follow us on Twitter and we'll let you know at Ryan Hyatt Media. Either Letterman or Leno, who do you choose? Back in the day, that's the first either-or question. And the other one, two different models. Which do you choose? Either college athletes get paid or no athletic scholarships whatsoever. If it's on your mind, it's on the show, 806-855-3712. Tech playing in Oklahoma tomorrow had posited, is it really a state? Should it really be a state? I mean, should it? Texter says, my thought on Oklahoma being a territory, I was there all last week, and they may have the worst highway system in the continental United States, charging overpriced tolls, getting crappy roads. Yeah, that whole toll system is kind of a scam, it seems like to me. I mean, we paid for it. You pay highway funds. You pay taxes already, then you're going to make me pay again to drive on your road. And then, Rob, how much do you think those restaurants and fast food places and gas stations that are just inside the toll roads, you know, they got to be making billions of dollars,
yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's a captive audience.
Yeah.
Where else you going to go, literally? Texter says, Leno Letterman became way too political. Carson was always the standard for late-night TV. Yes, he was. You never know what he was thinking. Made fun of everybody. Texter wants to know, how would the women get paid? I assume by check. Probably not by Venmo. Probably by, like, an electronic check or something. You think?
PayPal, maybe?
PayPal would be good. Cash. Cash is always good. Robert doesn't like unions. They're made to be corrupted. You have corrupted her.
Teamster?
Yeah. Texter says, I'm not sure why I'm taking so much joy in the demise of the Pac-12. However, I think Oregon will jump at any offer from a top-tier conference. Utah could be undefeated in any sport, and I wouldn't be excited about it. They're just not exciting. Well, I can tell you why I'm enjoying the demise of the Pac-12. It's because of their holier-than-thou hoity-toity attitude towards Texas Tech, Oklahoma State, and much of the values that we hold dear in this part of the country. How about that? Their unabashed arrogance. There's another reason to take joy in their downfall. It didn't have to be this way. And there has been one at Arizona who has said publicly that he was for the expansion, and that would be the Arizona president. He was for bringing in Big 12 schools. He is our friend. He will be welcomed to the Big 12. Oregon will only take a Big 10 offer, in my opinion. I think it's Big 10 or nothing for Oregon. Another texter, Leno over Letterman. He's not an uber psychotic liberal like Letterman. Love the show, but do you guys ever disagree?
Yes.
Yeah. All the time, don't we?
Fairly often.
Well, I mean, you shouldn't agree with me right there.
Yeah.
Are we too agreeable? I thought we have divergent opinions on a lot of things. Don't we? I think we do. No. Is that the problem with us, that we're too agreeable?
I don't know. We should just cancel the show.
Yeah, that'll probably be the death of it, is that management will come in here one day and just say, well, they didn't disagree enough.
I mean, we're not Skip and Shannon. We don't manufacture disagreements.
No, and that's
not First Take.
No, it is not scripted. All right, I'll take this position, you take this position. I called him last night. I said, now, I'm a Letterman guy, so you need to be a Leno guy, even though you probably never really watched.
I watch Leno. Yeah. I watch Letterman, too. I grew up watching him, but it doesn't seem like that's what people do anymore.
No, I don't think they do at all.
I don't know if it's just because they suck now, because Kimmel is so political, and from the Man Show to what he does now is just such a farce.
What a hypocritical jerk.
And then you go to Colbert, who, again, from where he was to what he is now, and then you have Fallon, who rubbed Trump's hair and then blew up for it, so he neutered himself. I don't know. I don't really like any of them.
Yeah. Texter wants to know, off the text line, 806-855-3712, will the SEC be the first to break away from the NCAA and create their alliance, so to speak, and maybe it's called the SEC Alliance, and we all move over there? Would that make SEC guy happy? We have no idea what would make SEC guy happy. It wouldn't.
I'm pretty sure that's SEC guy that just is texting in about SEC guy now.
Oh, could it be?
I don't know. I think he's doing another bit.
Oh. No, I don't want to agree with you on that, so I'll say probably not. Now, it won't just be the SEC, though. It'll be a conglomeration of schools that would have to do it. The SEC alone can't do it. They're not powerful enough. It would take much more than just the SEC to be able to pull that off in the future. It would take, like I said, you're looking at 60 to 70 schools that would have to do that across the country. 806-855-3712. Don't forget, in the next hour, which is coming up very soon as I look at the clock, David Collier, not David Letterman, David Collier will hang out with us. We'll get into a little Texas Tech baseball with him as they get ready to travel to the territory of Oklahoma. College athletes either get paid straight up or no athletic scholarships. That's one of your either-or questions today. The other one, either David Letterman or Jay Leno. What team are you on back in the day? And now, do you watch any late night at all? If so, who do you watch? 806-855-3712. You get it on the text line. It's a quick top of the hour break. It's Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring the eminently agreeable Rob Bro.
Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland, a presentation of the Texas Town Square Media Network. Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland, featuring Rob Bro.
No, make no mistake. It's not revenge he's after. It's a reckoning.
Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland, your West Texas sports voice.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro. Congrats to us. We've done it again. We've turned morning into afternoon with you fine folks here in the Arctic Air Studio. A lot of help from everybody listening in San Angelo on ESPN 960. Here in Lubbock on Talk 103.9 FM News Money Sports. He is the agreeable Rob Bro at Rob Bro Show on Twitter. Host of the Rob Bro Show. Big day. It's Power Ranking Thursday, if I'm reading the calendar right, which is, as I've said, Rob, one of my top 5 days of the week for your show when people randomly send in power rankings. So get your rankings ready to go on that one. I wonder who you will infuriate today. What was it? It was the Gambling Gaucho rankings the other day in baseball that made people mad because you had Texas Tech too high. Can't have that.
They didn't specify that, but that's what it felt like.
Felt like they didn't like that ranking. I'm just Ryan Hyatt, at Ryan Hyatt Media on Twitter. The show never ends. Follow us on social media. Check out our website, theraiderland.com. Tonight, in some form or fashion, around 6:30, the Twitter Live is just stinking right now. That thing's just not working out. We have done Facebook Live in the past. It's Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland. Be on that page. I'll link to it, but I don't know. We'll see. The YouTube now, all they want now from me, Rob, a couple of pints of blood, my Social Security and routing number, and everything should be good to go on that. What a lot of hoops to jump through. Either or Thursday, either David Letterman or Jay Leno, which camp are you in back of the day? And now, who do you watch if you watch anybody? It was Letterman or Leno. And so far today, Leno seems to be leading. It's close, but I think Leno is leading at this point, which I really thought it would be more Letterman. But then again, what do I know? Either college athletes should get paid straight up by the schools or no athletic scholarships. In this day and age when a lot of people gripe, moan, hate the way college sports are, all right, here's your two fixes. Either straight up pay for play by the school, not NIL, by the school, structure it that way. You have salary caps, you have everything, all that sort of stuff. Or you go, okay, you want amateur sports? Okay. No athletic scholarships. Whoever can get into your school as a regular student can come play for your football team, your basketball team, and otherwise. And there we go. Those who miss the good old days. What is that, Rob? The good old days? What were the good old? What year were the good old days? The good old days. We're ruining college sports with it. Yeah, it's not like the good old days. Remind me what that is someday. 806-855-3712 to text in. On that, anything else? David Collier, KMAC 28, Director of Sports Content, and Channel 13, Director of Sports Content. That's how good he is. Two different stations. He'll join us later on the hour, and I'm sure we'll speak of baseball as he is part of the Dinger Derby podcast with Keith Patrick. Texter says it's Leno. He could take a joke as well as give one. Letterman couldn't take criticism. Agreed. And that was the latter stage Letterman. And if you've had latter stage Letterman, please consult a physician. Early, and for the most part of his career, Letterman could take a joke. He enjoyed being the butt of the joke, in a way. Self-deprecating humor was part of the gag, part of the deal, part of the fun. And I'll maintain to this day that Letterman, there was before heart attack and heart issue Letterman, and then after heart attack, heart issue Letterman. And you know, Rob, a lot of people, if they have near-death experiences or anything along those lines, health scare, whatever it may be, then they come back and they're just so happy to be alive that they become more caring and more sensitive and more whatever. Letterman went the other way. He became more acerbic. He became more angry. He went from, and there's nothing wrong with cynical humor. Cynicism is good and healthy in its doses. And cynical humor can be fine and fun, but he went to the angry humor, which, like I say, is strange. And you know who the heart doctor who saved him? Idaloo's own Dr. Isom, who I think was on the Letterman show after that. What was that? 2000, maybe? Around 2000, I want to say. Letterman went completely the other way, which I always found that really interesting because, like I said, most people in those situations, they become amazingly grateful. Oh, well. Letterman over Leno, says a texter. Letterman was groundbreaking. Leno is a good stand-up, but lousy interviewer. I agree with that. Later we learned a snake behind the scenes for what he did to Conan. Ah, the Conan O'Brien story. The betrayal of Conan. Why, that would be a good 30 for 30. And there have been numerous... Wasn't there like a really bad film done or movie done on Letterman and Leno back in the day? Do you remember that one?
I don't remember that
one. Oh, it was hideous. James E. is texting in here. I got to see Letterman do a show in 2012. Such a thrill. Joan Rivers as his guest. That's pretty good. Although it was angry Letterman there. Texter, was Leno back in the day, would still be Leno today. He's not hypercritical nor mean. Pokes fun at everyone. For those reasons, he could come back and rule late night over anybody on today. That's Monty. If it's that easy, and we keep talking about that, why hasn't anybody done it? I think it goes back to your point, Rob. And I hate to agree with you because the people don't like that. We really need to pick out some things that we should agree on, disagree on.
Right.
Mightily over the course of the show. But I think the formula is, we know what the formula is that has worked. It worked with Leno, Carson, obviously, that somebody could do that. So the reason they don't, I assume, is because it just, you can't, in the landscape today, nobody's going to be successful, highly successful doing that.
Well, TV networks are highly responsive to negative critique.
Mm-hmm.
And back then you had to write in.
Yeah.
They're responsive to public negative critique.
Right.
They're in 1989, nobody's publicly critiquing except for maybe, I don't know, a newspaper guy, and you can brush that off.
Right.
But now on Twitter, if you get 1,000 hits, it's like, oh my God, everyone hates this guy. You have to change. You have to.
Yep.
You can't offend anyone.
I hate to agree with you, but I agree with you.
So I think, you know, social media has ruined a lot of things. I think it's ruined the straight line, be mean to everyone kind of late night host.
Well, it seems like now networks are more than happy to just write off half of the public and say, we'll just get the other half.
And again, let's just take Jimmy Fallon. He is literally just running a YouTube channel.
Yeah.
They do everything on the show and then put it out on YouTube and get millions of hits, and that's their model. I don't think they really care about the TV product. It's on. If people watch, that's fine. They'll definitely catch up on social media.
I mean, they got to tape the bits at some point. They might as well air it on TV since they need something to put on TV. 806-855-3712. A texter, Letterman over Leno during TV days. Saw Leno in Houston 2 years ago. And it shifted my opinion for sure. Oh, did it now? Another texter says, Georgia already making their NIL deals go through the Athletics. I don't know how they do it. Maybe their state law allows it. However, it's kind of the model you're talking about. Similar. And remember, we have 50 incubators of democracy in this country, 49 if we don't count Oklahoma. Every state's laws are different. Georgia's laws are vastly different from Texas' laws. That it basically does mandate that it goes through that. That they have, oh, I'm going to get this wrong. Help me out here. Did they put a cap on individual NIL deals in Georgia, or am I dreaming that? That I thought at one point they had a cap that you couldn't make more than X on a single deal.
I think in Georgia it was the... all the NIL money you have to give to the school, and they'll redistribute.
Oh, that's right. They created the pool.
Yeah.
They created the NIL pool, which all that is basically is, as the texter is saying, they're a de facto collectively bargained agreement where it goes into one pot and it gets dispersed that way. Another texter, I don't know if we can believe this or not, Rob. Texter says, you guys disagree all the time. You're just adult enough not to scream and fight about it.
Yeah, and I think we generally find common ground by the end of a segment because, again, I'm not trying to scream at you, and we don't get paid enough for that kind of headache.
Really? If they want us to do that?
Yeah.
I'll change the model on May 1st if they want us to do that.
If you want to pay me six figures to scream at Hyatt like I said, Skip and Shannon, I would do that.
Yeah, I think six figures would be the minimum.
If the Live Tour needs a couple of guys to scream at each other about golf, I would absolutely sell out.
Yeah, probably so. I hate to agree with you. 806-855-3712, texter. Leno, Jay Leno, yes, Letterman, not humble. Letterman, not humble. He was not humble. Let's see. Dun, dun, dun. James says, wrong take on Letterman, I think. Post-heart surgery, he was more introspective, softer. His new show on Netflix is more proof of that. No, I disagree. I think my take is right on. I think Letterman became more angry. He became more caustic. He became more problematic on the show. I don't watch his Netflix deal anymore, but no. He became angry old man. He went from fun cynic to angry old man. Now, was he more introspective? One might say, yeah, it seemed like it turned him more myopic and selfish is the way it came across to me. Others may disagree, as does James. See, look at this. See, me and James are disagreeing right here on the show.
That's crazy.
We're disagreeing right here on the show. It has been known to happen. 806-855-3712. Jam up the text line. We got to take the time out. It is either or Thursday. Life usually not black and white, but on Thursdays it is. We ask you the tough questions and you guys generate the discussion. Either Letterman or Leno, which team were you on and why? And if you watch late night TV now, who do you watch, if anybody? And then you got two models of college sports. You got to choose one. Which one do you go with? College athletes get paid straight up by the school, employees, everything that goes with that, or no athletic scholarships whatsoever. That's just the way it is. If you can get to school, you can go play on our team. Nothing like what we see now. Which one do you embrace and why? 806-855-3712, the text line. Quick break. It's Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro. It's 12:20, you got Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro. We're taking you till 1 o'clock here in the Arctic Air Studios. Then it's the Rob Bro Show from 1 to 2. Power Ranking Thursday, so get your power ranks for anything and everything ready to go. 806-855-3712 for you guys to join us on the text line. It is either or Thursday. Tough questions I always ask. Leads to interesting discussion for the most part. Either David Letterman or Jay Leno. Who do you have back in the day and the late-night talk show battles? And then today, what is your late-night viewing, if anything? Do you watch any of the shows? It is very splintered, obviously. It doesn't seem like as many people watching any of the things these days. And then also today, either college athletes get paid by the school. It becomes a complete professional model. Or athletic scholarships are gone. That you've got to choose between one of these two models. Which one would you choose? If you're one of those, and you know who you are, that lies around bemoaning the state of college sports today and how it's just ruined it for you, and you can't watch it anymore, and it's horrible. Okay, you've got two fixes. You've got two draconian fixes before you. Which one do you choose and why? The end of athletic scholarships, that it's whoever happens to be there at the school just gets to play whatever the sports are, and there you go. That do you truly root for laundry, as they say? That it really wouldn't. That if you had, I'm just going to use this as an example, right? Texas Tech. Let's say Texas Tech goes completely non-scholarship, Rob. 100% non-scholarship.
Okay.
Fielding a football team of players who go to Texas Tech, who no doubt played high school football at a pretty high level, probably in the state of Texas, pretty darn good. And they were playing Texas A&M, same deal, non-scholarship Texas A&M, same type deal, ton of players probably that played high-level Texas high school football. That it's Texas Tech and Texas A&M, the logos are the same, the uniforms are the same, you're playing at Jones Stadium, you're playing at Kyle Field. Do people still watch or not? I mean, they love their school, right?
Yes.
It's all about college football, right? It's all about the loyalty to the double T.
Yeah, they would watch that.
I mean, you're still getting 50 or 60,000 people out there to watch that, even if they know that the players are non-scholarship? I think you would. I think. I mean, how? I don't know. because it is in a bit of a vacuum that we would have to observe this and think about that. But is it that you have a love affair with your school, or you have a love affair with the idea that these guys are nearly NFL quality players and some might play, you know, what is it? Is it the level of football that you're watching, or are you watching because it is collegiate, that you have a link to it? I don't have a link to Kansas City in Oakland, or Oakland, in Las Vegas, right? I have no loyalty to either of those towns. There are a couple of players that are there. But you watch that because it's high-level football, don't you?
Right.
Why do people watch college sports when there is a better product available ostensibly in every sport you watch college sports in, right? The NFL is better than college football. The NBA, basketball, the players are better than the players in college. Major League Baseball is better across the board than college baseball. Yet people still watch college sports. So what's the reason? 806-855-3712. That's where we get into the idea of, would you still watch if it were completely non-scholarship? This fanciful model that some people cling to, that some people say, well, that's why I love college sports. They're amateurs. They're not pros. Okay. We'll test that. So either college athletes get paid or no athletic scholarships whatsoever is one either or question today. Either Letterman or Jay Leno. Who do you got and why? Texters are on the text line, 806-855-3712. Don't forget, you got to text in with the 806 or it goes to the angry man in Florida. He will not respond. 806-855-3712. Texter going back to Georgia NIL. Part of the Georgia NIL pool is for Raisin Cane's. Stetson Bennett was on Twitter taking drive-thru orders at Cane's in Athens the day after he got picked up for having too much fun in Big D, and was bailed quicker than a hiccup by a wealthy dog booster in HP. Yeah. Cane's is everywhere.
Yeah.
In college NIL. Cane's is in Lubbock in college NIL. Cane's is smart. The Raising Cane's Corporation is smart. They realize, who likes our product and eats a lot of our chicken? High school and college kids. Where do we have locations? Oh, man. We are all around college campuses around the country. Who could we get to say nice things about our chicken and eat our chicken on Twitter and on Twitch and on whatever? College athletes.
I do love when they have the college athlete in the drive-thru after the big game.
Oh, yeah?
Especially Stetson Bennett, because it's like, who is that? Oh, it's Stetson Bennett. Oh, that's what he looks like?
That's what he looks like, yes.
The former walk-on. Kim Mulkey doing the drive-thru was funny, too, because she looked like she belonged there.
Oh, yeah, she does.
Looked like she'd been doing that study for the last 15 years.
She should have been behind the counter at a Waffle House. That's where she should have been, you know?
Yeah.
2 a.m. 2 a.m. Kim Mulkey at the Waffle House. Raiderland's realtor checking back in. Sorry for texting back in, guys. It's okay. But I have an opinion on the college sports topic. If they are going to get paid the kind of money they're getting paid from whomever, there should be no such thing as scholarships. I agree if it were equal across the board, but not everybody gets the same amount. Not everybody gets Fardos AMAC money. So under my model, if I was saying you're going to pay them straight up, then yeah. Then I would say under that model, you're getting paid and there are no college scholarships. Part of your salary thus becomes the cost of attendance that you are getting paid straight up on that. Now, here's the problem with that you don't have in the NFL, that you don't have in the NBA. It costs different amounts of money to go to different schools. Thus, we have the cost of attendance issue in college sports, which has led the NCAA allowing to make up the gap that schools have different schools pay different amounts of money to their players. And yes, they do. Rob, do you think many people realize that scholarship athletes get a check from the school that is part of their payment? That is beyond
the
scholarship.
Do you think they know that? And there's an academic bonus too.
Right. I don't know that many people know that. that they are getting a de facto check. I've got a minute and a half here. There's no way I could do it in the rest of the show to explain the convoluted formula that the NCAA agreed upon to cover what we call cost of attendance at different universities. But yeah, if I'm going to be paying guys $100,000 a season, then okay, yeah. And Texas Tech, what is it running now at Texas Tech? Maybe about 15 grand a semester. Is it 15 grand, 12 grand? I can't even remember what the latest numbers were on a per semester type deal. Yeah, that becomes part of the deal. 806-855-3712. I never apologize for texting back in.
Yeah, we have people texting 10 multiple times
a day. It's fine. We're not like Chad Hastie. You know? We're not Chad Hastie.
You get one text.
What, like it costs Chad money, like it's coming out of his check if people text in multiple times in a show? Hey, Chad, here's an idea. You don't have to read all the text. 806-855-3712. Bottom of the hour break. David Collier, who directs Content of a Sports Nature, will join us in a moment. I have no doubt he was a Leno guy. He just looks like a Leno guy. Get on that. We'll probably talk some Tech baseball. If you got some questions you want to hit Collier with, text them in. 806-855-3712. Quick break. It's Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro.
Point nine.
It's 12:35. You got Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro, taking you till 1 o'clock here in the Arctic Air Studios. It is a gorgeous either or Thursday. You listen in ESPN 960 San Angelo and Talk 103.9 FM News Money Sports. Don't forget, Rob Bro Show comes your way 1 to 2 every day on Talk 103.9. It's either or Thursday, either Letterman or Leno. And now if you watch anybody, who do you watch? Either college athletes get paid by the schools or zero athletic scholarships at all. Which draconian model would you choose if you had to choose one? And, of course, Texas Tech baseball going to the territory of Oklahoma tomorrow. Well, they play tomorrow. They're going today to take on the Sooners. We get a chance to visit with the man from KMAC 28, KLBK Channel 13. He directs Content of a Sporting Nature. He is David Collier. Happy Thursday, Mr. Collier.
How you guys doing?
We're good. You were very prompt today.
I was. It was making up for lost time.
Oh, well, sometimes that happens. Am I right in assessing you as a human being that you are a Leno guy and not a Letterman guy?
I would say that I was more of a Letterman guy.
Really?
That's my, well, I mean, do you know me as a jovial, goofball type guy or a sarcastic type of individual? I think those are two personality traits of those two individuals. And I think I match one more than the other.
That's true. They don't call you Darth Collier for no reason at all.
Yeah, yeah.
It does make sense now.
So, yes, I'm more of a Letterman guy. I think I probably like the headlines portion of Leno, but everything else, nah.
Yeah, interesting. All right, it was good to visit with you. Dinger Derby podcast, you and Keith Patrick churning those out multiple times a week. We'll look back before we look ahead. In my opinion, David, I thought Texas Tech got a lot out of that trip. I am encouraged by what I saw. Even in the loss on Monday, I saw some things I like. I like some of the shakeup of the lineup. What struck you the most coming out of that with Tim Tadlock pushing some buttons and some changes you might see going forward? Some forced on you by injury, some just trying to find some things.
Yeah, Keith had been talking about this numerous times on the podcast about tinkering coming, and we've talked about this before in the past that Tim does it at some point, and he clearly did it at Stanford, right? I mean, the lineup looked a lot different. I mean, like you said, Owen Washburn's injury. So certainly changed some things, but moving people around in the lineup, I think we both agreed that the lineup on Tuesday was a lineup that intrigues us moving forward, you know, given injury issues and stuff like that, because you've got a couple of table setters at the top of the lineup, and Nolan Hester and Ty Coleman, and then Gage Harrelson just seems like he gets on all the time. Same thing with Kevin Bazell. But having Harrelson bat three is kind of interesting there. So I think out of that road trip, the tinkering that happened, and we saw another decent outing from Kyle Robinson, I think we kind of know some of the bullpen arms and maybe the roles that are starting to be defined for them. So the lineup, number one, though, it was interesting, and obviously it's going to look a little different until Washburn and Carter hopefully come back. Washburn, maybe not, but Carter.
Right.
Hopefully.
Carter sometime in May, hopefully, is able to get back out there. Who's your catcher? Who's your primary catcher now if you're Texas Tech? Or do you have one, and maybe you just rotate some different guys through depending on what you need bat-wise in the field?
I think they probably rotate him. I mean, he's talked about it before, you know, leaning too much on one guy. That first game, Bazell looked great behind the plate. He didn't look great at the plate. You know, I mean, I don't know if there's a correlation there, but you certainly don't want to mess him up at the plate for three straight games over a weekend if you can help it. I think you rotate him around. I mean, Dylan Maxey looked like a freshman at times behind the plate, but Bazell's been great back there. I just don't know if you want him there three times a weekend.
And then Hudson White, and Rob Bro pointed this out. The Enigma. I mean, can you live with him at second base? You want his bat out there. And I'm not saying you're going to hide a guy, but where do you think he fits in most naturally when he's not behind the plate?
That's a good question. I mean, he's played shortstop in high school, so he's one of those guys who can play all over the place. I don't think you want him at third. I guess second's the answer there. I mean, just have Austin Green DH, but that you got to put him out there. Like you said, you want his bat. You need that out there. It's just if you can avoid having him behind the plate, I guess at this point you want to put him somewhere. It's going to be second, it looks like.
Yeah, and I think people forget how athletic he is. You hear catcher, and you just automatically your brain thinks, well, he's probably not all that athletic or anything, but – yeah, he is. He's very athletic. I think he has good range, certainly for a second baseman. I'm intrigued by that. And then I'm also coming out of this weekend, this past weekend, and give me more Vuletic in any form or fashion.
Yeah, I agree. He swings really hard at everything. I don't know if that's not great analysis, but you know what I'm saying. He puts the bat on the ball. I mean, he makes people make plays out there. I think he's long overdue to spend more time in the lineup. It's just, you know, he hadn't had an opportunity, and now, unfortunately, with some injuries, he should be able to maybe spend more time out in right field.
Visiting with David Collier, he's one half of the Dinger Derby podcast with Keith Patrick, and of course, you see his work on KMAC and KLBK as he directs the content of A Sports Nature. A couple more on baseball before we look a little bit at McCaslin staff coming together and Tech basketball. I feel like we've been having the same discussion for a month regarding the rotation. Is it just going to end up being Gerton, Molina, and Parrish, and then it's the after that that gets tinkered around with? This is going to come across bad. I'm not saying, are we stuck with that? But it sure seems like that's the way it's going to be.
Yeah, it might be that. I mean, and Tim kind of alluded to that a couple weeks ago when we had his availability. I think we mentioned this maybe last time that, you know, you don't have your typical Friday night guy, and he wasn't saying anything bad about Gerton. He's just saying, you know, we had that luxury, and maybe he goes that route. I don't know. Do you put somebody else? Because you know Gerton can come out of the bullpen and give you plenty of innings. Do you play with fire on the road at OU, knowing you can't lose that series on the road on Friday, and throw Tabor Fast or somebody else out there and hope it works, or just immediately yank him, you know, if it doesn't?
That's where
he certainly knows how to play from behind.
That's where the midweek thing hurts you a little bit this week, and we've talked about the scheduling quirks that have happened over the last 3 or 4 weeks for Tech. But a guy that I still think could be your opener is Zane Petty. I know they had him on a short leash on Tuesday because they had to. It was must win territory. It was absolute must win, and they had to. But I'm intrigued by him on Friday, and then Gerton coming in, in an opener type setting. Because, I mean, let's say maybe he gets through the lineup one time, talking about Petty. All right. Mm-hmm. Now the Gurton, 80, you know, the 70 to 80 pitch Gurton is getting you deep into the game. It's getting you into Beckel time or fast time.
Yeah, I'm all for that. I don't know who the starter would be Friday, but yeah, that's a good one if you can get 2.5 or 2.75, maybe hopefully 3 out of him.
He didn't stress himself too much. I know it's short turnaround. It's coming back from Tuesday to Friday for Petty. I'm intrigued by that. I just really think that there may be a couple of guys that can play that role, particularly on Friday. To me, it's the Friday game. It's not so much Sunday, but it's the Friday idea of having the opener, and then the Gurton innings are the innings that bridge you to Beckel, as opposed to somebody else trying to get you to Beckel who may or may not be as effective. We'll see.
Or some three.
Yeah, any combo that works on that. Of course, I am undefeated as head coach at Texas Tech. I'd like everybody to know that. Yeah. I've never lost a game managing Texas Tech. Hey, we got time to talk a little bit of basketball. The North Texas staff is coming together nicely at Texas Tech. Surprised or not at who McCaslin has tabbed and now bringing his strength and conditioning coach in as well, who has a big boom box.
He does have a big boom box, I know, and I hear it plays with a lot of gambling gaucho stuff on it. At least that's what I've heard. No, it's what everybody does, right? I mean, clearly other things are being worked out. I mean, you would think that stuff would keep streaming in. I know if they're bringing other coaches in, they've got to take care of their business elsewhere. But, no, it doesn't surprise me. I mean, weren't both of those guys at the introductory press conference?
Yeah, shocking that they'd be here now full-time.
Just hanging out. No, I mean, it's nothing that surprised me at this point. I think everybody else is just waiting to see if, you know, they can keep Pinkins around, right? Is that something that still could potentially happen?
Is it keep him around or is it get him back from Ole Miss? As I understand
that's
it,
true.
He's, you know, he's under contract at Ole Miss. He may or may not have a clause that would allow him to return to Texas Tech. I don't know that for a fact, but it would be him stolen. I'd be surprised if that happens.
I would be surprised too, but I know that there's plenty of people holding out hope that aren't even associated with it.
Oh my goodness, something has happened to Collier. He's back.
I'm here.
Hey, were you in the portal? Were you getting in the portal again?
Yeah, we've got a portal over here at the station. I went back to 1996 earlier today. I did. I looked at some old stories. A lot of Byron Hansbard, a feature on James Hadnot. Good time.
Oh, very cool.
Earlier today.
Potential of seeing me in the background of some of the footage. Don Williams with a keen eye on some of that. That, by the way, should the footage from last week that was me in the background interviewing Hansbard should show you that Hansbard wasn't really that big a dude, you know?
No.
I mean,
if you're fast, I mean.
That's the key,
right.
You know.
They got to catch you to tackle you.
Yeah, I mean, he was a little faster than the guy that was interviewing him. What is coming up? Hold on, I want to ask you about Jennings coming back. How big an upside do you think that can be for McCaslin, a guy who knows the Big 12, is considered a very good defender, that it seems to me that Jennings fits right in with what McCaslin's going to want to do?
Yeah, I mean, that seemed like that was something he's been busy working. Maybe that's why he hasn't finished the staff off. That's an important piece to him. And like you said, I mean, if there were a list of guys defensively that you wanted to keep from last year's team, I'm sure Jennings was pretty high up there. I mean, let's not forget the other option was Virginia, and they're pretty decent at defense as well.
I was about to say, you're talking if Texas Tech over the last few years hasn't been that school, it's been Virginia for the most part. Coming up there at KMAC and Channel 13 KLBK, what are folks going to see, digital and otherwise?
Digital and otherwise. Well, we got district track and field going on today, so we'll give the track and field athletes some love over the next, tonight show. And then some high school softball. Local softball player about to hit 1,000 strikeouts potentially tomorrow out.
Boy,
think
you'd want to profile somebody who hits a little bit better than that.
The other way around.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Now it makes sense.
In the portal, 1996. I'm digging. I've looked through quite a bit of video, a lot of high school. It's funny when you look through this stuff and you're like, hey, that guy led this football team to a comeback win, and his son's a quarterback now at one of the schools. Huh, that's weird. Yeah. It's fun looking through archives. You know what I found out earlier today? A coworker told me this, and I know you probably have a break coming up.
Eventually.
Apparently, I'm living the life of Bob Bulldog Briscoe from the television show Frasier. I did not know that. And, I mean, it falls right in line. Apparently, he was a sports guy. He left for a little bit, and he came back to archive stuff. So, I guess you're Frasier. I don't know who Rob Bro would be because I didn't watch the show, but... Yeah, I'm Bob Briscoe, apparently.
Oh, goodness. I really don't want to be Frasier, but I certainly don't want to be Niles.
I don't know if you want to be Bob Briscoe.
No, probably not. Oh, well. Follow him on Twitter, at CollierOnTV, and don't follow him at the grocery store. He likes his personal space, everybody. Thanks for hanging out for a little bit with us today.
All right.
All right, thanks. How long has that segment, by the way, started at 12:34:50?
Yeah. Well, he's usually at 11:34, so
yeah,
maybe he thought.
That's true.
I was waiting for him to bark at the end.
That would have been good.
Or do a little gong effect.
806-855-3712, either or Thursday, either David Letterman or Jay Leno. Either college athletes get paid straight up or no athletic scholarships whatsoever. If it's on your mind, this final segment belongs to you. Jam up the text line, 806-855-3712. Quick break. We'll finish up the day together strong. It's Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro. Final segment of the day, Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro, taking it to 1 o'clock in the Arctic Air Studios. Then it is the Rob Bro Show, Big Power Rank Thursday. Get some power rankings ready to roll today, 806-855-3712. Either or Thursday, either David Letterman or Jay Leno. Then who do you watch now? And two choices for college sports. Either college athletes get paid by the school, straight-up employees, or zero athletic scholarships at all. What do you want? Which one? Baseball on your mind, you can hit us, 806-855-3712. Rob, we got him on the text line. Got us a missive here. Go non-scholarly, increase NIL allotment, make it a salary. Let the students learn how to manage their money to pay for school with the NIL package. And the hanger-ons that say student-athletes are on scholarship and don't need any more money, let's face it, scholarships are 1 year. If scholarships are part of the package, they need to let athletes major in what they want instead of meaningless classes and getting degrees that are useless. Also, most of the Oklahoma infrastructure is horrible. The Wichita Mountains in southwest Oklahoma and Tulsa are great. OKC is just a dusty cow town. There you go. Lots going on there. Texter, I am a Carson guy because I am a geezer. Jeff in Houston. Nothing wrong with I was a Carson guy. I don't want to be a geezer. I feel like I could be a geezer, though. I like curmudgeon better. Don't agree with me. You're just going to hack off the audience if you agree with me.
Is there an age cap at geezer? Do you have to be a certain age to be a geezer?
It seems like geezer would be 60 plus.
Are there some young geezers?
See, I think it would be a young curmudgeon.
I have a couple of friends that act like geezers.
Yeah. Texter, I would go with the school's paying athletes. Those of us old enough to remember the lean years in Tech basketball know that NIL and transfer portal and Tubby resurrected a dead program, and Tubby's come around every 4 years. I've always said that. The Tubby's come around every 4 years. PJ has texted in. Conan O'Brien gets the vote. I don't care how they work out the money. Doesn't affect me. That is a beautifully...
Yeah, that's my thought.
That is a beautifully true statement. But I'm required by law to come up with these questions.
A lot of sports fans, in realignment or TV negotiations,
right,
act like they get a cut of it. Like, do you get commission when your conference makes more money?
Yeah.
Like, why do you care?
It goes back to that discussion we had a while back about, you know, the idea of who you play football with and the value of your college degree. Really? I mean, one, if people are actually hiring based on that, don't go to work for that company. That would be my first advice. Oh, I see you got a degree in mechanical something-something. Your team played against Michigan? Well, were you on it? No. You weren't?
Did you go to the game?
Did you go to the game? Well, that's good enough. Take that chair over by the window. You're going to do great here. And put up some stuff from your football school. Now, Pete, thanks for hitting us at the end of the show, because that's so good. Because you're right that 99.99% of all the stuff that a lot of the fans worry about, what does it matter to you anyway? Right? How does it affect anything that happens to your daily life? That most people who obsess over some of this stuff, one way or the other, the only person you're screwing is you. You're the one who's denying yourself either enjoyment or otherwise of something that you supposedly like. Right? That you supposedly like college football. But you can't like it because, well, I heard the quarterback's getting $250,000. Now I can't like it. Why does it matter how much money Tyler Shuck gets when he puts on a Texas Tech uniform? I mean, people are acting like, and even the whole Fardos thing, and I've been as critical of that as anybody. See, you killed me here at the end. But people acting like it came out of their paycheck. The people who ought to be PO'd about that are the ones who wrote the check. And they were. Rightfully so. They were not pleased. He'll do great at Cal, won't he? Both all 14 games that he plays at Cal are going to be spectacular. 9-win team coming up. All right, Rob Bro Show is looming. 806-855-3712. Get your power rankings ready to go. I'll see you tonight around 6:30-ish. Follow me on Twitter, at Ryan Hyatt Media. Check out the website, theraiderland.com. Big show tomorrow for Rob. I'm Ryan. We'll see you Friday in Raiderland.
Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland, a presentation of the Texas Town Square Media Network.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.